All right, let me cover who worked today and who didn't work today. Cordy, Kyle, and Kelsey did some of the walkthrough stuff. They didn't do the full speed stuff, but they participated in practice. The guys that didn't participate in practice today at all were Levitre, Terrence McGee, and Mario. The update on Mario is he had a procedure done to relieve some discomfort in his wrist, and we expect him back for practice next week. That's all I know at this point. So that's where we are with the guys who worked and didn't work.
Coach, was that procedure done in Houston, or was it done?
I have no idea.
Today, or
I think it was yesterday, but I'm not sure.
When and how was that decision made, Chan? And you know.
I don't know all that. They told me what happened and said he'll be ready next week. That's all I know right now.
Can you, so you're not clear on exactly what the issue is with the wrist or
no?
What?
Is that his decision to have the surgery? Does he have to run that by the team doctors?
I don't know how all that's made. I just know it happened.
Potential missing games for him?
No, he'll be at practice next week. That's what I understand.
I guess it was necessary given the fact that it's bothered him and the fact that you're entering a bye week. And
well, yes, when you take care of things is bye week. If you got some little things that you can take care of, that's when you do it. Like we rested Andy today. He had some extra work done on him, so we just held him out to give him an extra day's rest. You do, that's where you try to take care of all these little things.
Is it a good thing for him though if he thinks this is gonna obviously help him?
Hey, every advantage you can get mentally for every player is great. Everything that makes them, feel better about playing, it helps.
How much did you see it maybe hurting him, limiting him,
I can't evaluate that.
Coach, how much did Urbick do today?
Urbick did everything today. He did. He worked today.
So are you expecting, all signs are pointing to him?
All signs are pointing to him being back and ready to roll, next week.
How about Brooks, Coach? You think he'd be able to play? Has he come along?
He's come along. He's had no setbacks whatsoever, so that's a positive too. How much he knows and how much he can catch up, that'll be a determining factor, but physically he's fine.
Coach, we never asked you after the game about the decision to keep John Potter inactive on Sunday. Yeah. Can you address what went into that decision?
Yeah, we had not been getting the number of touchbacks. They've been good kicks. They've been real good kicks, but one of the advantages is having touchbacks where you don't have to cover, you don't have to take the licks. And we knew it was going to be a windy day, and we were hopefully going to be kicking with the wind a lot, so it worked out that we just deactivated him and let Ryan do the kickoffs.
Coach, what about Mark Anderson? Where is he on his on track as far as?
I think he's on track. They tell me that they haven't ruled out Houston, but they think the next one has got a real good chance.
And how about you're seven. Cordy, he was doing a little work.
Yeah,
does
he
have
did
a
little work
for Houston.
Yeah, he has a chance for Houston. Yes.
Chad, you're seven games in, and your punt and kick return games are number one in the league. Can you just talk about that? What's gone well, and how you?
Well, obviously Bruce does a great job with organizing the return aspect of the game. He does a good job with all of it. Don't get me wrong, but what shows up this year is the return game. Last year, kickoff coverage. We had more inside the 20 than anybody else. So I think this year we've got a lot of confidence in our return game, both kickoff and punt return. Those guys really work hard at it, and we got some good returners.
On kick returns, have you altered your thoughts about when they should bring it out as far as the depth?
We do that game by game, Murph. We say sometimes it's – some weeks it's four, some weeks it's seven. We just make a determination by what kind of kicker he is. Is he a line drive kicker? Does he kick it high? What kind of cover team are they? We make that decision week by week and sometimes kick by kick depending upon where we are in the game.
And there's some, I guess for lack of a better term, unsung heroes, it seems. I mean, I think of Carrington's block on Brad Smith's kick return and Chris White and Corey Miller.
Yeah, those guys never get talked about, and they're doing an unbelievable job in a lot of areas.
Coach, you talked about on Monday about almost like self-scouting, using this week to look at yourself, look at what you do.
is there not enough time? Let's say you wanted to change concepts or something in your offense or defense. Is there enough time in the bye week to be able to do that?
Well, you can't make major changes. It's tweaks more than it is major changes. You make tweaks in things, or you make tweaks in personnel. You tweak things that are not going well that you need to change. You can't make wholesale changes now. That's not possible.
Coach, can you assess the job Eric Pierce has done so far at right tackle this season?
He's been hot and cold. You know, he was hurt early and was starting to round back into shape. Didn't play as well in this past game as he'd played in previous games. I think that looking at last year, I know what he's capable of, and I expect him to bounce back this week. Last week was, you know, probably one of his lowest production games, but he's done it before, and I have every belief he'll be able to get it back.
So if there was a situation that Cordy would be ready for Houston, would there be any temptation to give Hairston the start at right tackle?
No, but to give him playing time there, we might think about that, yeah. It just depends on how well Cordy is, all that stuff.
We saw Chad Reinhardt on that little thing that he's using to get around.
Yeah.
Do you anticipate him possibly going on IR?
That could be a possibility. After we get the full evaluation of everything and see what they need to do, that could be a possibility, yes.
And you had said Andy Levitre had a small procedure, too.
Yeah.
Do you expect it, should that prevent him from playing?
Oh, no. He'll be back Monday.
In self-scouting and considering tweaks, what do you think about your run defense? What can be done?
Well, I'm going to use the same term that I used the other day. Consistency. They run the same run four times, and we stop at three and let it get out for a big one on the fourth one. You can't do that. You've got to be consistent every time, and I think that's the term that we are, you know, talking with our players about, and that we are making a big deal about, is to be able to create consistency play after play, that everybody's where they're supposed to be, and being accountable to each other.
Coach, after looking at the film and the situations where you bypassed going for two, do you still stand by that decision? Or do you think that was the right call?
In hindsight, no. I mean, if you knew you weren't going to get another opportunity, you should have gone for it before. I mean, at hindsight, 20/20. Everybody's good at that. But I have.
As your general philosophy.
As my general philosophy remains the same. I don't think you do that. I've been in too many games where it comes back to bite you when you do that.
Do you get to take a break here, too, during this bye week?
A couple days. Sure.
Get some perspective, or maybe, I don't know, just sit back and mental rest, I guess.
Yeah, hopefully.
Is it important for you?
I hope that everybody uses this bye week so they could, so it's advantageous for the organization and the team moving forward.
I hope they get a lot of rest and hope they, you know, kind of get away from things and come back refreshed and ready to go and attack the last almost half of the season.
We talked about the players kind of refreshing their minds. Is that important for your staff too?
Sure.
Maybe get away and just refresh your mind and come back in a couple days with fresh ideas and.
Yeah, and just get away a little bit and get your mind off of things that are problems, because that's what coaches do. Coaches think about problems, how to solve problems. If you can get away from that for a day or so, come back, maybe you do have a different perspective or you see things a different way. That you have to use that to your advantage, or use this to your advantage.
Going back to Potter for a second, will that be a week-to-week thing in terms of whether he's active?
Yeah, it will be.
If he's not, how long can you afford to keep him on the roster?
Good question.
And in regards to Mario, just to clarify, was it a surgical procedure? You said procedure.
I don't know exactly what it was, to be honest with you. I don't know if they did something, non-invasive or invasive. You can ask him. He'll be here Monday. You can ask him.